reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first reading is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Ezekiel. It's on page 919. And we read Ezekiel 34, beginning at verse 11 and selected verses thereafter. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered, on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. And they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God unto them, Behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David. And he shall feed them, and he shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians 15, found on page 1230. And we read verses 20 through 28. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits. Then at his coming of those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God to the Father. After destroying every rule and every authority and every power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, found on page 1062. And we read Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 31. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord." Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your gospel lesson for today, the parable of the sheep and goats being separated at the final judgment. Not growing up on a farm, I really wasn't that familiar with sheep and goats, and so in preparation for today, I did a little reading up on them and learned a few things. First of all, sheep and goats can be kept together. I didn't know that. Did you? The reason they can be kept together is they really don't compete for the same foods. Although goats could live just fine off of a pasture of grass, it's not their preferred meal. Whereas sheep will pretty much only eat grass from pasture. As I was reading, the distinction they made is that sheep are grazers, whereas goats are browsers. In fact, they kind of have a reputation for eating just about anything. You know, often you'll see in cartoon depictions of goats, they're chewing on like an old tin can. And after the sermon last night, one of our members came up to me, and that particular member used to keep both sheep and goats. They were quite familiar with them. They had to call the vet one time to help out a poor goat by the name of Myrtle. Myrtle had eaten some underwear off the clothesline, and it got stuck in her throat. Yeah, goats will eat just about anything. And so if they're out in the field, they'll be eating the brush and just whatever kind of garbage shows up. Now, it's not necessarily a point from the parable that Jesus was telling, but when he used the illustration of sheep and goats, the people of Jesus' era were abundantly familiar with these animals, unlike myself. And in a way, the way sheep and goats eat, it's kind of like the people of today. We who have gathered here know what is, if you will, the true bread of life. It's found in the Word of God. We don't just pick anything to believe. We're choosy. If it's not found in the Word, it's not something we accept. Goats aren't like that. I remember when we were moving up here and my wife and I were looking for homes. Sometimes I'd just come up and ride around with the salesman, the realtor, but occasionally she'd come up with me. And I remember going into one house. And in the first room that we entered into, there were angels all around. And we were thinking to ourselves, well, it's a lot of angels, but you know, probably this was a Christian's home. And then we went into another room, and guess what it was filled with? Buddhas. Angels in one room, Buddhas in the next. Apparently, the religion of that home was anything you could chew on. How many of you here have not at one time had a conversation that went something like this? You're trying to talk about God and your faith and how important the Word is, and you know, somebody says to you, well, you know, it really doesn't make any difference what church you go to or what religion you are. You know, it's all the same God. You've had somebody say that, something like that to you, raise your hand. I'm just, yeah. It's garbage. People are sort of making it up as they go. They take a little bit of this, and they take a little bit of that. They mix it all together, chew it up, spit it out, and somehow they think that's what God is. That's garbage. It's not the bread of life. And is it any surprise with people forming God out of the refuse of all kinds of religions that there's all kinds of craziness in the world? People can fly airplanes into buildings and claim they're serving God. People can believe And maybe in the next life, they might come back as a cow or a monkey. As many of the world religions teach, if they don't live such a good life, and if they live a good life, they may not even come back in a human body. Something even greater. Or they might just totally disappear. They believe that they were some general in the Civil War years ago. It's all kinds of garbage that exists out there that people eat. And I think is their bread. This is the truth. That we are sinners. And we are unable to redeem ourselves by our own life. That God will come to judge the world. And He will separate the sheep from the goats. And elsewhere in Scripture we learn there's a lot more goats than there are sheep. And in the parable today, there is a difference, a very marked difference from the sheep and the goats. And while many at first glance at this parable might think it has something to do with how good you lived, the real difference between sheep and goats has to do with how good you think you are. On the day of judgment, He gathers everybody before Him and He separates the sheep from the goats. And He says to the sheep, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Note that the kingdom is prepared by God, not by them. And that it's given to them. And then the Lord begins to describe their righteousness. "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer Him, being good Lutherans, "Lord, did we really do all that? I mean, we showed up at church every weekend and we started out by saying we were poor, miserable sinners. And we can't do anything good. And we deserve nothing but temporal and eternal punishment. When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" The sheep have no concept of their own righteousness. But there is a righteousness that we do claim. It's not our own. It is the righteousness of Christ. That is the righteousness we would claim before God, not our own. But the goats are different. They're not just different in the parable, they're different in everyday life. And countless times I've shared with you that this one evangelism question used to be popular back in the 70s and the 80s. If you were to die tonight and you were to stand before God and God would say to you, "Why should I let you into my heaven?" What would you answer? And when people, at least in the United States, are answered that question, about 86% of all people, even people who go to church regularly, tend to answer the same way. And guess what's missing from their answer? Jesus. And the answer goes something like this: "Well, I've tried to live a good life." They're unaware of how unworthy they are, the goats. The people who don't think it makes any difference what God you worship, as long as you worship something. The people who form their own gods out of what they hear from here and what they hear over there. Who don't really believe that God has revealed himself in the person of Jesus Christ. Who make it up as they go, whatever suits them. And think that that is God. And would think you judgmental for telling them about a God who has revealed himself in the flesh, in the person of Jesus. The Lord comes to the goats. He says, "Depart from me, you cursed, into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." But they have no concept of their unworthiness. In quite a contrast to the righteous, they say, "Well, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison? And did not minister to you?" You know, we've tried to live a good life, God. Isn't that enough? And these will go away into eternal punishment. But the righteous, that is, the righteous who only claim the righteousness of Christ, into eternal life. Yeah, there is a difference between sheep and goats. And God has called upon you and me to tell people about this difference. We are not a religion like other religions. We believe in the resurrection of this flesh. What we are is what we were created to be by God, and He's not going to change us. He will redeem us. He will remove from us the marks of sin. But we believe in the resurrection of the flesh. Just as Christ was raised from the dead in the flesh. We believe there will be a final judgment. And that those who will stand in that day are not those who claim to have some righteousness of their own, who point to themselves and that they've tried really hard. But Christ, the Son of God, who gave up his life for you and me, they leave out of the equation. God grant that in that day, God will find us among the sheep who have lived off the real bread of life, have grazed the green pastures that God Himself leads us to in His Word and in His sacraments, who despise the rest of the garbage in this world, but who also invite others to graze with us, to find their comfort, their strength, their hope, their forgiveness, in that which God has prepared for all people and earnestly desires all people to have. May we bring that good news each and every day. to a world that's full of junk and keep on feasting upon that most precious word that God has given us. That in that final day, be it our death or when Christ comes again, we may stand with confidence before our Lord, not claiming a righteousness that is our own, but knowing that for the sake of Christ, we have been made righteous through Him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001. By Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.